Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 13th of October, and it's mostly cloudy on 26 degrees Celsius here in Auroville, and the weather forecast for today says times of clouds and sun, and partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 26 to high 34, with a heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 72%. Yesterday morning found us with the sad news that the suffering of our dear friend Ajit is now over, after 13 days battle. Ajit's body is now in the temporary farewell house at Aurashilpan, open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. To reach the temporary farewell house, coming from Matrimandir, drive past CSR and the Discipline crossing on the way to Imagination and Alankupan. Opposite Discipline, you'll find a small board on your left farewell. The cremation will take place on Wednesday afternoon at Auroville. The exact time will be announced. Our hearts and prayers are with Ratna, family and close friends. And from yesterday's The Hindu we read. Nothing perhaps captured his commitment to heritage preservation than the story of how Ajit Kojalgi, chief architect and co-convener of the Puducherry chapter of the Indian National Trust for Art and Cultural Heritage, INTAC, saved the Indian Coffee House. When he heard of the plan of the management to demolish the building, he swiftly met Chief Minister Rangamasi and convinced him of its iconic stature. Today, the Indian Coffee House on Nehru Street, beautifully restored by Ajit and his team at INTAC, stands for all that is possible in heritage conservation, whether it is the streetscapes or landmarks building. It was thus with much grief and shock that Puducherry and Auroville heard the news of Ajit's passing away on Sunday morning at Apollo Hospital in Chennai. Ajit, 66, succumbed to severe injuries he sustained in an accident fall from the roof of his house in Somasti community in Auroville. His colleagues at INTAC, the Auroville community, friends and associates have expressed a deep sense of loss. Arul, an INTAC architect, said his ultimately, death amounted to a huge loss to Puducherry. We will all miss him more than words can express, is the message left by INTAC staff on the banner at their office on Aurobindo Road. Tourism Minister P. Rajavelu recalled Ajit's efforts at the restoration of Bharati Park, calling him the mastermind of the project. INTAC has restored several colonial heritage buildings which have been converted to boutique hotels. Recalling his immense contribution to the restoration of Maison Perumal and Palais des Mines, Sam John, manager at Maison Perumal, said Ajit's death was lost for heritage conservationists and said he was a source of inspiration to all who worked with him. In today's trend of building concrete blocks in the name of development, it was not an easy job, but Ajit never gave up. Puducherry may never be the same again, said Kakoli Banderji, a close friend and an owner of Gratitude Heritage Hotel, which was also restored by INTAC. Ajit is survived by his wife Ratna, also an architect. He graduated from the School of Planning and Architecture in New Delhi in 1970 and had been working at Auroville and Puducherry since 1971. His stint in Europe in the early 80s exposed him to heritage conservation and was instrumental in his work there. He had been involved in INTAC since 1987. His work gained recognition with the UNESCO Asia Pacific Heritage Award for the cultural heritage conservation conferred on him and his wife in 2000 for their restoration of Hotel de l'Orient. In 2008, his team won the UNESCO Asia Pacific Heritage Award for cultural heritage conservation for the restoration of Vizial Street. And as we said, Ajit's body is now in the temporary farewell house at Aurashilpan, which is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Auroville Council Resident Assembly Service and Study Group invites us to a general meeting on Wednesday, 15 of October at 4:30 p.m. in the Unity Pavilion with agenda on information sharing, presentation and interaction on the final amended version of the proposal for participatory working group and the selection process for the new working committee and replacement members for the Auroville Council. At the request of the community, a subgroup was formed together with AVC and Resident Assembly Service to look into this matter. The outcome was amended version which was distributed through the news and notes and posted on the AuroNet on 22nd of September. The study group in collaboration with Auroville Council and Resident Assembly Service has now integrated further changes taking into account feedback on the net and through individuals as well as a strong concern expressed in a meeting with governing board members. Today at 7:30 at Tibetan Pavilion in International Zone, we can see a slideshow of the 33rd Kala Chakra held in Leh Ladakh. And at 7:45, we can see a documentary show on the Wheel of Life. And from Embassy and AVIs comes the following message by Irina Bokova, Director General of the United Nations, and Ruchira Kamboj, Ambassador, Permanent Delegate of India in UNESCO. On a ceremony to mark the new location of the statue of Sri Aurobindo at UNESCO headquarters on Tuesday, 21st of October at 6:30 p.m., in the presence of Dr. Karan Singh, member of the Executive Board and Chairman of the Aurobindo Foundation. The speeches will be followed by floral tributes to the memory of Sri Aurobindo and reception. UNESCO House is held in Sagar Hall, 125 Avenue de Suffren in Paris. There will be a traditional celebration of Deepavali Festival of Light in Upasana on Thursday, 23rd of October at 6 p.m. and onward until 9 p.m. And they invite volunteers who are interested in playing live soft music, flower decoration, planning events to write to them at office@upasana.in. But they also invite everyone to join them for light, flowers and sweets together. Freeland Bookshop is happy to announce the release of Volume 11 of the Karnes Duo Apocalypse by Satprem. The book is presently available at their workshop, which is open every day from 10 a.m. to 1 and from 3 to 6 p.m. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:15, they will screen The Aim of Life. And this film ends with the mother integral aim of life, the evolutionary essence of truth, and the complete surrender to the divine as the mean and the aim of life. Shikiri Joshi is the main editor of this film. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m., we can see an Indian comedy, Filmistan, made in India in 2014 by writer and director Nitit Kakkar. And tomorrow they will screen a German comedy, With Heart and Kidneys, made in Germany in 2011 by director Thomas Jahn and Till Schweiger. And on Wednesday, we can see an interesting documentary, Tim Vermeer, which was made in USA in 2013 by director Teller. And the mother wrote, "My Lord, every day, in all circumstances, let me repeat with the full sincerity of my heart, may thy will be done and not mine." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oralradio.org.